You're listening to Talks Machina on the Critical Role Podcast Network. Talks Machina airs live at twitch.tv/Critical Role on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific, and it's also uploaded to youtube.com/Critical Role on Thursday mornings. If you like our podcast, please rate and review it on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Without further ado, here's this week's episode of Talks Machina.
Huh. Are we on the internet?
Wait, didn't we just see y'all like 2 hours ago?
Yeah, weren't
y'all
you?
Were just on Mame Drop. Y'all were there?
Over there. Now you're over here.
Now you're
never
here.
Leave.
No.
I don't.
Never again.
Never leave again.
This is what it is now.
I'm so
this is where
confused.
We are.
This is where we are, and where we are is tonight. The Mighty Nein explore Rosona.
Yep, sure.
Meet the Nutty Professor and get attacked by giants. We'll break it all down with my guests, Liam O'Brien. Taliesin Jaffe.
That's some weird handwork. All right.
All that and more tonight on Talks Machina.
Ooh.
Your tongue's back in.
I follow her on Instagram.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay. We'll have that talk. We'll have that talk.
You and I are partying tonight, my friend.
Possibly. Maybe.
We're back. This episode of Talks Machina is brought to you by our friends at The Rook and the Raven. We love them. They make the campaign guides, you know, the little campaign journals, I mean, like
yeah,
this
yeah.
one.
You're Look such at this. A bad influence. I love you.
Hey. That's the kettle. How does it go, Max? That's the kettle calling the, how does it go? Steve?
They left, they all left.
Everybody's left.
Right.
The highly
so.
Anticipated draconic edition of the campaign planner is finally available to pre-order
Ooh,
now.
That's pretty.
Oh man, that smells amazing.
It's got a dragon on it.
Whoever wins this, the first thing I want you to do when you open the box
huff that shit.
Is
huff it.
Part this Red Sea and take a beautiful long. Now this is specifically designed for DMs of any level. With helpful prompts and lined margins. This is Taliesin getting out of his corset later.
Oh my God.
Oh my Lord.
Here we go.
I've got Velcro, man.
To make it easy to plan out and track deep and engaging sessions.
That book is gorgeous.
That book is fucking gorgeous.
I like the rings.
This new planner comes complete with a World Builder's kit and a new Midnight Dragon cover set all wrapped up in the oiled leather shroud of fucking secrets, you guys.
Oiled.
Pre-orders are open now. Don't look at me like I'm lying. Pre-orders are open now at The Rook. TheRaven.com.
Here it comes. Oh no.
/
Critical Role. Did they leave you?
Can I see that book?
A lot of people ask me, Brian, what do I get if I sponsor an episode of Talks Machina? And my answer is always the same.
Is what we ask.
God, that's beautiful.
If you missed it earlier, Liam joined Taliesin on Mame Drop. You can catch Mame Drop live every other week, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Tuesdays at twitch.tv/Critical Role.
Oh, it's also on this channel.
It's also on this very channel, yes.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, no, we just air that occasionally.
We keep you in the dark about a lot of stuff, my man.
I thought we were straight to QVC.
Ooh, QVC hasn't been around for a while, dude. Not since that guy fell off the ladder. Hey. Are you? What's your sock game tonight looking like?
Oh, well, it's the blue and pink here, and then
okay.
Hold on, and then
okay.
Flip, and then it's the yellow and purple
God.
Here.
Aww, yeah.
Like
damn
those.
It!
Yeah, isn't that nice?
We must hit the club tonight.
Oh God, you're gonna kill me, man.
We're heading to the Mile High City. It's Denver, Colorado, for Pop Culture Comic Con, Denver Pop Culture Con.
Oh.
We've been sick around here. A lot of us have been sick. A sickness has been going around. I don't know where it
you
came
don't talk
from.
About it anymore?
I don't know where it's going. It came from Taliesin.
It came from me.
And
came from Seattle.
I
came out of the ice.
Found out something It's 30 old. Minutes ago. DayQuil is orange.
Yes.
Yes.
NyQuil, you are not supposed to take at 6:30 on a Tuesday night if you have to host a talk show.
That's true.
Things could get weird, friends.
That's why I've been trying to get the herbal stuff in here just to like make everyone, not that herbal stuff, but the
they
other
also said
stuff.
Take two. I thought they meant two packages of four, not two capsules, so we'll see.
You're gonna
you know
see
how to work an iPad? Autographs and photo op tickets for Denver Pop Culture Con are available now at denverpopculturecon.com. That's it, there's no slash. We're looking forward to meeting so many of you there, and...
I love Denver.
You know, there's moments in my life where I think, do I deserve this, you know?
No.
When
not
it
really.
Came to someone who maybe does sound here giving me a Tesla that had cool bat wings, you know, I was grateful. I felt like I deserve this car, I've earned this car. You know, when Liam buys me a $700 bottle of Irish whiskey, I think I've earned that, you know what I mean? But Ashley Johnson joining us at Denver Pop Culture Con, we haven't earned that.
Is it no the one first?
Yes.
Yeah.
This
time?
Is the first time we have all been together doing a signing, doing photo ops, doing a panel, doing the whole
same
convention
high.
Weekend together.
Something has broken the band up almost every time.
Blind spot, man. It all points back to... Don't make me do it on the air. Yeah.
Not all. I mean, lots of things happen.
Yeah, obviously life.
4 years in the making, and now we're all together.
If you are anywhere near Denver, Colorado, or if you're not, come see us.
Boulder, Colorado. Leadville. Carbondale, no name.
Mudville.
Parachute, rifle.
Colorado Springs, Grand Junction.
Aspen.
Shout out to Grand Junction,
Grand Junction.
Colorado.
If you can't tell, working real hard in the building these days. We're all a little.
Just naming cities in Colorado.
We're naming
that I know.
Colorado and cities.
Those are all real cities in Colorado.
Those are all very real cities. You can fact
Snow
check
mass.
Us. Hey, some other news. Some other news. Max, you dropped your pen. This one's a biggie. Mm. We have 3 days left in our Kickstarter campaign for The Legend of Vox Machina.
Whoa.
3 days. 50-something hours, if I'm not mistaken. Earlier today, we cracked $10 million.
What?
That's not true, because that makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any damn sense.
Maybe we all took the NyQuil at this point.
We've all taken the NyQuil.
Oh, man.
So I much. Use NyQuil. Just
no, don't abuse NyQuil.
No, that's
NyQuil.
Actually terrible. You shouldn't. It's all
not abuse NyQuil.
Really don't.
You want to know something really bad? Before the show, Max comes to me and says, you know, if you freeze NyQuil, everything freezes but the concentrated alcohol, and then you get really fucked up. I'm like, why would you know that? Why would you know that?
How do you
that?
Know? You shouldn't know that.
He's from Sacramento.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That makes sense.
There you go.
So much love to each and every one of you for supporting and sharing our Kickstarter campaign the past 45-ish almost days.
Oh,
it's been incredible. We have a lot of fun stuff in store for you. Starting with this Thursday after Critical Role, you know, the Kickstarter ends at midnight, Thursday night. It's over.
Yeah. Oh, man.
11:30 p.m. after Critical Role's over, we're going live back again, once again, twitch.tv/CriticalRole, because Joel Hodgson from Mystery Science Theater 3000, for some stupid reason, wants to come here and hang out with us.
You're telling way too many lies.
That's not possible.
Way too many lies.
That's not possible.
You can read it on the screen. It's true.
I read lots of things on screen.
He's coming here.
All day that can't be true.
We're going live at 11:30. I'm going to make some drinks. Huh? We're going to talk. We're going to celebrate. There's going to be a lot of fun stuff that goes on. So, irregardless of your time zone, thank you for correcting me earlier. I always thought it was regardless, but Talison said it's irregardless of your time zone. CritRoll.com has details about the end of this campaign at critroll.com.
Hey.
That was nice.
Hold on, I'm falling asleep.
Yep.
Flash animated. Without further ado, let us discuss episode 58. I can't wait till it's episode 69.
I don't know how to get over Joel.
It's gonna be the best day. Mm.
I don't know how to get over Joel either.
Yeah, although 69 would be nice.
Nice.
69 would be nice?
Yeah.
Nice. It can be.
Speaking of Joel. 69, wood and steel. That cut to the title card.
That woke me up. I felt that.
We have some woke me up too. We have some crit roll stats.
All right.
As always, from our friends.
New statistics.
At crit roll stats. Something's going on here, guys.
Lies, damn lies.
Yeah, it's really your hair's kind of centered. They just sort of fixed it, but it's like a shark fin tonight. A little
bit.
Thank
you.
A little bit.
Caleb has spent 1,475 gold on paper and ink so far in this campaign.
God. Grad school, man.
Worth every penny.
Yeah.
Those textbooks. Textbook prices, man.
Get used, man.
Insane.
Y'all's outfits are a fucking mood today. That's all I'm saying, dude.
Well, I had an audition today for a reboot of the reboot of Magnum PI.
Oh, neat.
So, you know, this is just for work.
You gonna grow that stash out?
Yeah, I'm gonna start with one side, and then if I book the part, I'll do the other side.
Oh, cool.
It's a good investment.
Yeah.
I've been in the studio all day, and I kind of ran out because I've just had a run around day, and I didn't have time to put together a second outfit for our show tonight. So I just threw my jacket on because it was a little cold today.
You know, if Joe Manganiello ever decided to take his D&D game on the road, you'd make a great roadie.
Thank you.
That outfit on.
Thank you.
A little comics.
Gothy.
A little
D&D. It's a little gothy.
But not dangerous.
No.
You know.
There's an implied danger. It's underlying. It's in the eyes.
Caduceus has used Eyes of the Grave 13 times.
Nice. It's a little panic spell, really, more than
it
anything
is,
else.
Yeah. A little reactive.
Every now and then it helps.
Takes the edge off.
Mm-hmm.
Takes the edge off the tough ones.
Mm. It's nice to be able to walk into a room and go like, is there anybody undead in here? Nope. Okay, carry on. It's really nice.
Yep. Also, this is Yasha's first natural one stealth check.
But not Ashley's.
Not Ashley's.
No, sir. Our first question of the night, of course, comes from Boffle Slop.
Okay. Say that again?
It's Boffle Slop.
Boffle Slop, okay.
Oh, wow. Buffle For slop. Once, you nailed it. That's thought, really impressive.
I thought you might have said slot, which would be different.
No, Boffle Slop.
I got it right. Why are we spending time on... Why is that a big deal? Is what I'm. This is for both of you.
It's muscle memory, Bri.
I told you not to call me that on the air. Which do you think burns the hottest? Caduceus's sacred kiln, Caleb's childhood home, or vice presidential nominee Ashley Johnson's roasting of Sam Riegel?
I mean,
the finest moment ever in pre.
My shoulder is peeling from the heat that was emanating off of that. I'm having to moisturize.
She was very sick and came in hot from work and dropped the mic.
Oh my god.
That was incredible.
No, that yeah.
So hot, so ice cold. And I don't think Sam really
I don't
was
think
prepared.
He was ready.
I think he's now working way harder than he has this entire campaign.
The thing is, and that this is what people don't know about my betrothed, you know, is that what they call it?
It is.
That is
what they call engaged people.
It is?
Taliesin. That's the word for engaged people.
Cool.
Intensity in this room.
There's
oh, that's an argument from off camera. Never mind. We'll talk later.
My God. You shipping morons.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm going to move on. That's what I'm going to do.
Go ahead.
Taliesin, a bunch of letters that say doo-doo wants to know.
A doo-doo-doo, a da-da-da, like this.
I mean,
song?
if I'm going to try and pronounce that,
being
Max is going to get the defibrillator and shock me with it. What drove your insight check of Ford? Were you just playing into hashtag Team Villa Ford? Or is Caduceus genuinely unsure how truthful Ford is being about his background?
Boy, I'm trying to figure out how to explain this. Clay loves these people. Clay really loves them, and he thinks that they're going to do great things. It's not paternal necessarily because that's not the relationship. But
yeah.
On the other hand, again, he also has a sense of what an addict is, if that makes sense. So it's, I love you, I trust you, I'm gonna go through your wallet really quickly. I love you and I trust you, just checking your wallet. Just gonna look inside your wallet, see what's there. It was just one of those moments of just making sure that I might, validating my own trust again. Because if he was lying or if he was being untruthful, I would just want to have that for later, just to sort of stop him from doing anything dumb. So, save him from himself.
I have some follow-ups, but I don't want to know the answer yet.
Oh.
But we'll circle back to that.
Yeah.
You want to say something?
Just that it doesn't hurt that Travis Willingham is shady AF.
Oh yeah.
In general,
that's a shady man.
Yeah.
Super shady.
Hid behind the refrigerator yesterday to frighten me.
Yeah, he did. He succeeded.
He's done that to me before.
He did succeed.
Mm-hmm. Which is.
You'd think a man that tall would not be able to hide as easily as he does, and he does. It's very strange.
It is a bit weird.
He's filmed himself scaring us on occasion.
Well, we'll have our revenge.
I'm so excited.
So true.
So excited.
Oh my God.
It's gonna be,
I forgot about the 10 million thing. I was so sort of like, 10 million, yeah, right, that I, he's gonna do the haunted house thing
now. He's gonna have to.
Okay. We gotta find a,
Oh man, I'm so excited to make this as bad as possible.
If I'm gonna be there, I'm gonna need some body armor. A helmet?
A helmet
that covers a motorcycle.
I want to find a place that'll let me work there for a day. Are you kidding? I want to be involved.
We should all have some sort of tranquilizers with us.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in that
because
room.
We'll definitely need to use them on ourselves if he starts running towards us.
I want to give them a list
anger.
Of his fears.
Stop. People think it's going to be really cute, like Travis going like, "Oh no!" No, he will start.
No, it's
walls will come down.
It's going to be like the Hulk having an ugly cry. It's going to be terrible.
Like the Hulk having
panic
an ugly
response.
Cry.
Get your crystal goblets ready because there will be shattering from the high notes.
So excited.
Amen to that. Hey, Kylie Knott wants to know, Liam.
Yeah.
Caleb seemed to remake himself this episode in appearance. Was that because of Knott's self-acceptance recently, or is Caleb feeling more courageous to be his genuine self?
Caleb's feeling a little blown lately. No.
What?
His cover. I mean, there were people in that room. I mean, I think he's just assumed that the filthy disguise that he's maintained for so long is pointless now.
It is a new world, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So he's just now, they haven't really sat down to talk as a group yet, but they need to.
Yeah, they're bad at that.
And they're bad at that, but they need to, and he is kind of, I mean, maybe it won't be tomorrow or the day after that, but he's expecting somebody to come knocking at the door soonish.
Yeah, it's bound to happen.
Yeah.
Bound to happen. Taliesin, De Goodwee wants to know, since Caduceus now knows that there's a city's worth of souls and able to move on to the afterlife, does he have any thoughts or plans to help them?
Oh boy. Man, that whole thing messed me up real good. Caduceus doesn't really know what to think of this yet. This is kind of, this is definitely like a Bedouin monk having someone attempt to explain the flying spaghetti monster to him. He's just kind of like, this feels offensive on a certain level, but also kind of harmless. Oh God, I don't know what it is. There's something about it that's rubbing him the wrong way, and he hasn't quite. He doesn't know how to articulate it yet. And he can't figure out if it's just him having a prejudice to this idea, or if this is because he's not really about the souls.
Mm.
It's not really what his order is about.
What's it about?
It's about flesh. This is all about what happens to the remains, and what happens to the souls is kind of the souls' business.
Mm.
And it kind of always has been. That's what the Raven Queen is for.
Interesting.
At some point, there will be some sort of wonderful lore dump, and we'll explain why that is. I'm really quite pleased with that. But
so you're saying that he's less getting blown like Caleb, but more just getting rubbed the wrong way?
Essentially.
I mean,
that's what I picked up from your
that's a
description.
It's a rough way to put it, I suppose.
It's a heart swelled Apollo. But,
wow.
Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's
it's
definitely.
A tough back door to kick down.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Wow.
y'all.
Talking about robbing a house. Am I robbing a house?
Next question.
I'm robbing a house.
Not every nut is easy to crack, Danny. Yeah.
Especially if there's more than one. Liam.
Yes.
Fabulous Farukimist wants to know. Yep. Give us more dick okay, well, Caleb and Nott haven't spoken much since Yeza was kidnapped. Mm-hmm. Is Caleb afraid of losing Nott as a friend now that her family is coming back into her life? And how does she feel about Yeza and of Nott's true identity?
That's a lot. It's still pretty new, and for all Caleb knows, Nott is going to hang for a bit. I mean, maybe she'll decide that she just wants to run off with her husband, and that would be a totally valid choice. So he's has to think of her as a totally different person now because she is, and she has a whole history that he knew nothing about that he's only just learned about. And he just has to wait and see what she wants. He doesn't know what they are anymore. I mean, he knows that he still cares for her. Like, none of that's changed, but
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Does he like that she needs him? Remember how, since the first episode, if I remember correctly, she was saying that she needs to make you the most powerful wizard, or powerful dirt wizard, or whatever, the stink wizard, whatever.
Garbage wizard.
Dirt devil.
That whole thing the whole time, after a while, someone with their own, struggling with their own inner workings, mm-hmm. could come to find peace and, you know, and to a certain extent, an interpretation of love in that need of one another, albeit however healthy or not. Could her husband coming back, could he take the place of her in that way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that Caleb and Nott are, I don't think they are codependent, or they've been codependent for a long time, and suddenly he's not really needed in the same way, possibly. So, I mean, intellectually, it's like, well, it's her husband. I've got new information. She's with her husband now, and now she's going to go do her thing, and I will just go do mine. But, you know, emotionally and in his bones, he's grown accustomed to needing her and being needed, and now that's just suddenly whoop. And he's not even like talking to her even that much because he's not sure if the script is the same.
Interesting. Complications.
We like complications.
We
here.
Do, mm-hmm. don't we? Don't we, big boys?
He's sleepy. Sleepy.
Oh, Henry.
He got a couple hundred treats.
Oh. Your soul is
really?
Perfect!
Oh, God damn it. Again, we just had a whole episode of this. Oh, with a laser pointer. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Long hours.
Can we move the set, people, so that I don't have to deal with this every week? Can we go to a top secret location, bring you guys in with bags and
earmuffs?
I'm tired of this shit, man.
I have a body double.
You have a body double?
Yeah, for instance, it was like this. Oh, geez.
I was going to say, who put the laser scope on the Nerf gun?
I think that was Tall.
Okay.
Wait, try my hand and see if you can shoot it, and I'll catch the...
I'm into this, because I'm
any
not
more
actually...
Projectiles?
The laser
sight
doesn't work very well.
Wait. We must protect what matters most.
Let me see. I might have to reload it.
Get him.
Oh, it didn't come out.
Wait. This is an important experiment.
Oh, there it is. You could have just
Christina
told me.
Christina did the laser.
Christina did the laser?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have these, welcome to After Dark.
Welcome to After Dark.
Okay, ready, and...
Wait. Okay.
Wait.
That's gonna get your face. That's going right into the
wall. Missed altogether.
Interesting.
Oh man, you almost hurt. You almost hurt Molly. Oh wait.
Hey, not
Brian?
Too soon.
Wait, Molly's. Well, thank you, Marcia.
Molly can take a Nerf gun.
It's on.
Molly can take a Nerf gun.
Oh yeah. In every sense of the word. Anyway, moving on.
I love all of you so much.
I love you too.
But enough is enough, right, Max?
Yep. We had a weird day today. It's been fun.
Today was interesting.
It's nice having Satine around.
Day, week,
Satine
month,
was
year.
Here. Yeah, Satine. That's why we're all in such a good mood. Satine came around and reminded us why we're all alive. while we sat there trying to contemplate $10 million.
Oh.
Who would give anyone that, you know, I'm associated with $10 million? Taliesin.
Yeah.
Wow, my voice cracked.
A question from our favorite location, MILF Plaza wants to know.
Yes.
Recently, they have one over here, downtown Burbank. Recently, Caduceus has been making an effort to develop a closer relationship with Yasha. Does he feel a general sense of camaraderie towards her, or is he trying to establish himself as a support system for her if, when, she chooses to face her past?
That's a question for a broader term. There's a broadness to that, which is Clay hasn't really figured out how the interrelationships of the group dynamic work. Really, he's more one of those people who kind of deals with people as individuals, unless as he's kind of noticed that there's the Caleb Knott clump, but it doesn't really make a lot of sense to him. He kind of figured out that he and Yasha have the most in common of anybody there. Like, at first he thought it was going to be he and Jester were going to have the most in common because they're both clerics, and then he realized no.
He loves
her, but they don't really, they are not similar people on any level.
Caleb heals because he feels like it's what he's supposed to be doing. Jester heals.
Yeah.
If you're out of spells.
Caduceus.
Caleb. You said Caleb.
No, I didn't.
You did.
You guys, I'm not lying about how much NyQuil I took.
But I wish
it was a bit.
Yasha, though, I think he's kind of figuring out that she's in a similar place where she's got a thing that she needs to do. She's kind of questing, and that she's bad at these kind of relationships too. Mm.
Yeah.
She's had
a tough go on the relationship.
She's another person in the group that he feels like that he can help, but unless the way like he kind of feels like he wants to keep Ford from fucking his shit up. He wants to keep Caleb on the right path that were what he thinks is the right path. And then for her, it's a little bit more of I think this is an appropriate sibling relationship, and maybe what you need is just somebody who's going to help you with your stuff, and you can help them with them. So it's.
I'm interested in what Caduceus thinks the right path for Caleb is.
He has a feeling on that.
You know what I mean? I'm interested in that.
Conversations.
Yeah, that's a conversation.
In game.
It's a lot of conversation.
That will be a conversation.
I'm
game.
Very interested in that. I'm obviously interested in what you think about everybody's path, but.
I had a long think about it when we were in Seattle. I was like, that was one of my late night thoughts, was coming up with, was really sussing out his feelings on what you're doing.
Is that why you didn't come share the cupcakes with me?
I mean, those
were... You were busy thinking about Liam's character?
I do. Sons I sit and think bitches. About people's characters and what they're doing.
My character or my character?
Both.
I mean, do you want me to answer that as Liam or as Liam? It's time for GIF of the Week.
This is a weird episode. Thanks.
And then Zach will go to the
GIF of the Week.
All right, GIF for the Week.
Woo! Woo!
Yay! GIFs! Moving images!
I remember when.
This show lacked a lot of energy until Steve became our hype man for these segments to really get us like going.
GIF of the Week!
There we are. Our winner for campaign 2, episode 58, was sent in by Gabe James Games. Let's take a look.
Big shaft. Big shaft. Big shaft.
That's pretty good. Congrats to you, Gabe James Games. You have won this. Cobalt Soul Journal. Available.
There you go.
This episode is spooky.
This is a spooky episode.
Something's going
it's
on.
It's spooky?
Yeah, like a Scooby-Doo episode.
Yeah, ooh. There's weird things happening in the pauses.
Strange things afoot.
Are there?
Okay.
Yeah. Have I been taking a lot of pauses?
Yeah.
Available at shop.critworld.com and shop.critworld.uk. Moving on.
I don't know. None of us know how to think anymore.
No.
No.
Someone did a really interesting breakdown of the symbol on Twitter, by the way, of that. So.
Up with the cobalt?
Yeah, they didn't get everything. They didn't find everything, but like they found an awful lot of about it that I was very impressed with. Mm. There's still a few mysteries to unlock. So he says.
Oh.
From you? No.
Mm. Liam.
Yeah.
Maverin116 wants to know, is there a particular reason why Caleb didn't ask about pursuing the possibility of him learning some Dunamancy when speaking to Professor Wacko?
You gotta read the room, man. It wasn't time. You can't just run around saying gimme, 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 gimme. He's got to befriend people or get to know them better and earn trust. You just met that person. Flirt. Yeah.
Like you did with the Bright Queen.
Yeah. That was Don't Cut My Head Off.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a praying mantis.
I need it.
Just chomp.
Yep.
I heard you like dodecahedrons. So yeah. I got you a...
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
What if we kissed over the body of your god in a dodecahedron box?
My god. Both of you can answer this one.
All right, let's answer it.
Should you feel so inclined.
Both can answer this one.
CD88, which item that Professor Wacko made available to the Nine is your character most interested in?
I want the fancy new staff.
Yeah.
That fancy new staff is a fancy staff.
Sure.
I'd like to shove my crystal into that staff.
You would?
Oh, boy.
Which end does it go in?
I mean, honestly, it's either end.
The butt end of the staff,
fine.
Are we talking about?
I mean,
I don't know.
You could,
said either
certainly.
End is fine, so it's ultimately up to how the staff's feeling that day.
Well, and you have to work it either way. I mean, like, you're going to have to, you know,
Is it the staff not fitted for that exact crystal, or
no,
is
you
it
gotta,
sort of
you got to make it
matter?
Fit, though.
You got to make it fit. Over time, it gets easier.
Y'all make me so tired.
Why? This is all the shit you look up on the internet.
That isn't my private time or for charity.
Oh, we're on the clock. We're on the clock. We're on the clock. What about you?
Anyone will tell you have to oil wood to keep it healthy.
It's true.
Hey, wood and steel, man.
Probably the ring. Was it a ring of evasion?
The ring of evasion is pretty.
Yeah, Caleb.
Pretty
Caleb.
Fancy.
Caleb sucks.
I could use that on tax day.
Caleb sucks. Caleb can get knocked over by a strong breeze. Caleb needs help.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Squishy.
It's been cute for 10 episodes, let me tell you.
Caleb but, and Yasha are the two I worry about.
Someone throw me a bone. Yasha, you're worried about. Yasha?
Mm-hmm. He can throw you a bone with a crystal in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm about to have a staff available.
Yeah, that staff makes me wither.
You have a staff with one of those sparkly butt plugs on the end of it.
That wasn't even innuendo, Brian.
Oh,
you
shit.
Just said butt plug.
That was literally.
Well, I'm out of innuendos.
You just wandered into like single entendre theater.
Yeah, you're out.
Single entendre theater? Yeah. Not since my 20s have I been caught up in. Taliesin, for fuck's sake, wants to know.
Is that really the name?
I think so. Put it up, Zach.
For fuck's sake. Oh, I
hope
so. That's amazing.
What do the people think?
I think you're right.
That's how I would have read
Steve?
It.
Steve? Yep. All right. What are your thoughts on Ford and the whole intimidation scene, having played Percy, a character, some have been known to call him a teenage asshole, who also employed cutting intimidation tactics frequently? Now, you haven't played Percy for a long time,
no,
so think back to Percy to answer this question.
Percy's been coming to mind quite a bit lately, because there's a few times we've been in session with Mighty Nine, I've been like, oh man,
Percy
I have things I'd love to do right now, but I'm not going
to
do them.
Percy's talking in your head.
Bro, every now and then he's like, it's like, take it, run, murder them all.
Shush.
Yeah, Percy loves the dodeca. Like the minute like we learned what the dodeca did, I could just hear the Percival in the back of my head going, that's cool, I want to play with that. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
That's bad.
You notice how easy that sort of smooth threatening comes from Mr. Willingham?
No, he really brought it. I mean, like, I felt that.
What?
Oh no!
It?
Just like that.
Willingham's
that's
not here.
Threatening.
Okay. Travis isn't here. It's okay. He can't hurt you anymore, buddy.
Oh.
He left.
Oh no!
I was very
tried
impressed.
To give him chocolate today.
No, he did not.
Who did?
Travis did.
He did not.
He said it's a one for me, one for him situation with this Hershey's bar. I'm like, what are you trying to do, man? I worry for his kid. I really do. Taliesin.
Just smacking his face with the pineapple.
Constance Redmond wants to know, what's the best case scenario Caduceus is hoping for with the broken sword? Here, you stay down there with him. You can answer questions.
I mean, he's a creature of fate, and he's a deep believer that sometimes if life gives you lemons, it's literally because you're supposed to make lemonade. He's a big believer that like the lemons are there.
I've heard
for a
version
reason.
Of that before. Yeah.
What was the? No, that's it. That's a whole other. If God gives you lemons,
find a new god.
Okay, yeah, that one's all right.
No, but he feels that it is important. It's like finding the magic hubcap. Mm. It's like this is important. This means something. He feels like it is the world communicating with him, and that for some reason they're supposed to go there because of this thing, and that it is somehow. It feels meaningful, and he always moves towards anything that feels meaningful.
Is he, how empathetic would you say he is? Is he super empathetic, or is he like, I'm still in the middle?
His job, I mean, like when he was at home, his job was to be, like he was, his job was to just speak to people about their lost loved ones. That was kind of one of his things that he did for a living.
A grief counselor, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, he was, he basically ran a funeral home, more or less.
Yeah.
So, while he doesn't entirely understand how people relate to one another, he definitely understands how people as an individual unit kind of function, and is always fascinated by it and is very good with it. And that's kind of, there are things, I get really caught up in when I want to make a move in the game of, is this a move based on knowing something or being smarter? Is this a move based on observing things?
I mean, you guys have to think like that so much, right?
Yeah, because that's where that wisdom out of it's like, am I observing somebody behaving in a way that it would make sense to me what to do next? Or do I understand something about like, or is it the difference between intelligence and wisdom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like, I don't know what kind of planet it is. I don't know what it does, but they keep eyeing it, so it must be important.
Yeah.
So,
first.
Yeah.
Which side is it, Brian? Which side are you?
Whatever side feels most comfortable to you, man.
This.
Whichever one you've.
Where's the word though?
Talk about those guns.
He's gonna. Just
go like this.
Yes. Hey! Okay. Now do a full one like this. There you go.
It's like that.
Yeah!
Wow. You're such a dad right now.
I've never felt so unclean.
Henry, come here. Come here.
I was going to add that Caduceus, that's why Caduceus makes Caleb nervous.
Oh yeah, good.
Because he's like an empathy lie detector.
Oh yeah.
And not in a, like, it doesn't feel like in a judgmental way, but in a sort of like, well, I'm open to talking about all of it. Do you want to talk about everything? And if you talk it out, it will help. And oftentimes when people are fucked up or have problems, that's like their whoopee. Talk it out, you got to let go of it. And you don't. And not everyone always wants to do that.
Oh, no. We're human beings. We have, whatever the fantasy version of that, we are basically built of giant systems to keep us from doing that at all costs. Yeah, it's terrifying. But yes, he's really not pushy about it, but always like his whole goal is to get everybody in the group talking. Mm. And that's awful.
They probably
should.
It could be
really interesting.
It could, I mean, but like it is one of those things, and I'm sure at some point our two characters are going to have a conversation, and I'm of the opinion that anything I end up saying to you about his opinions on you is going to spook the living fuck out of Caleb.
Yeah, he might be closer to being able to, but he hasn't been. Mm-hmm. Hasn't been.
No,
he's gonna get there though. Gonna get there.
Or die.
Or die.
Or die. Mm-hmm. I'm down for either.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's 57 hit points.
Squish. Squish
ring
tactic.
Protection. Displacer cloak. You know, anything. Just.
Great clerics are the it's like bumper. Like, I'm here to keep us. We're not. I need y'all.
I'm just saying, if anybody Hunger Games style is watching from home and wants to drop a displacer cloak on a parachute to me, I wouldn't say no.
Yasha something too. Yasha needs some fucking armor. I'm worried about her. Mm-hmm. Like I know she's got like a shitload of hit points,
what
but those
are you
still whittle.
Talking about.
Her AC is like 12.
But everything gets halved because she's losing her fucking mind with rage.
Nothing that I'm saying is taking away from how worried I am about Caleb, all right? I am extremely worried about Caleb. But I am an anxious person, and I got a lot of worry to spread around. Just saying, Yasha's like second on my list.
I never noticed.
If we're talking about AC.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you both, you both need a little love.
Where's she at? 14? 16? 16?
17.
14.
No.
What?
14.
Her AC?
Her AC is like 12 or something.
No, it's like 14, I think.
12 or 14 tops. It's low. It's real. Low.
It's like weirdly low.
Oh, yeah. Weirdly. Just so low.
Shut up. Hey, Liam, answer this. Answer this from Carno Lesbian instead.
Oh.
Caleb took deliberate actions to counteract the perception of him as selfish, giving the party money for diamonds, making sure they got to stay in the quest. Reward, etc. Why is now so important for him to make sure everyone knows he can be a team player?
The wording of that is really interesting.
Caleb definitely choose sides.
Caleb took deliberate actions to counteract perceptions of him being selfish. That could very well be what he's doing. He could also want to look out for the group.
Why do you think people?
Hard to say.
Like this person asking the question, view it that way. Then, if you disagree, why do you feel like
he acted so selfishly for many, many episodes?
Okay.
And it is a crapshoot, or up for audience interpretation to whether he has changed or not.
It's also with a character that holds back their emotional truth quite as much. It can be difficult to notice when they're acting from the heart versus acting tactically.
Is it important for him that they see him as a team player? Is that important to him? Or is it more important that he is a team player? Where does he sit on that? I didn't mean to say where does he sit on that. I meant to say...
Really why'd you point at Taliesin?
Where's he supposed to sit on it, man?
Where's that staff?
Show him which end to put the diamond.
Oh, that's a good song, too.
Big chef.
He definitely cares about the entire group now, against his what he thinks is his own better judgment. But it's not one or the other. I mean, I really think it's both. He's trying to keep them alive, not like he's solely responsible, but he's trying to do his part to keep the group alive and working well together. And now he sees a reason, or he has different reasons. Everything's changed for him. In the past couple of episodes. And it was all a fucking freak accident that he couldn't have planned if he tried. And he does think he's clever, but he doesn't think he could have gotten to the point that they're at right now.
Yeah.
And he wants to use it. And, like, something that I've thought about Caleb the whole time, and I fully admit that he's selfish... His overarching goals have been selfish, but he's always wanted to do good when he can. You know, he's not like a Dr. Evil trying to destroy the world. But where they are right now, he sees a real chance to do some real good. It doesn't mean that he has let go of many of the things that he's been chasing, but, you know, there are people out there who are like, firm of purpose and have one thing in their mind and they say like, I'm gonna be this kind of person and I stick to it. But most of us have like two or three competing versions of ourselves rattling around at the same time. And on one day,
interesting people.
Yeah.
On one day you say, I'm doing it for good reasons. And on another day you say, no, I can admit it to myself. I'm really, it's always been for me. And then the 2 days later going like, no, I can do real, you know, like,
but the pursuit of that thing is the human experience, though. The pursuit of the, you know, ultimately, you think about a character arc. We think about all the things that need to go into place in order to make that arc happen. Mm-hmm. A character can start likable and become a douchebag. A character can start a douchebag and become likable. You know, a lot of us are interested in those in-between places. Where someone has a lot of these really good qualities, but a lot of qualities that, you know, you or I wouldn't have. And that's Caleb. Well, where do you take someone like that in that way?
There's so much fun and I really like characters that are functioning differently on the macro and micro level.
Big time.
where like you kind of have kind of a shitty purpose on your on the macro scale, but on the micro scale, there's so much good happening. Like you read Saga, right? Mm-hmm. Have we talked? Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, man.
Like there's that wonderful bounty hunter character for, like who's like just terrible, mm-hmm. but like he has all of these tiny moments throughout his story where he just commits these acts of selfless goodness that then either themselves ripple into more good or bad or otherwise, but like there's no denying he was a shit person. Mm. He was a shitty person who treated people terribly but did some really good things. And it's a weird, I love that. I love something that's complicated.
I mean, Percy's
like
freed Whitestone. He brought down tyranny in Whitestone and helped a lot of people. He also did some dark things on the way to get there. Mm-hmm. And it's not like it's one or the other.
No.
It's all just messily tied together.
And that's only the stuff people know about.
What's up, Danny?
Huh?
You were gonna say something?
No, I said it's all just part of being one person and having multiple facets.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's... You guys saw Split. Hey, you want to give away fan art of the week, Liam, since you're art dad and you're in the hot seat?
Our next giveaway is for you fans that create and send in incredible art from moments during our show, Critical Role, it's called. It's time right now for fan art of the week.
Yes!
Fan art of the week! Woo! Art dad! Here we go.
That's me.
Here we go. There's more.
Oh, God. This week's fan art winner for Campaign 2, Episode 50. You know what you do is you do it with such, it seems so effortless.
Oh, thank you.
Sometimes it seems like a mess, too, but there's never any effort.
Okay. Thank you.
This week's fan art winner for Campaign 2, Episode 58, was sent in by Brandon S. at Morphenomenal12. I've never had to say that out loud, although I've read it many times. Let's take a look. Show episode winner.
Yes.
So cool.
Look at those eyes. Those eyes. Eyes, eyes, eyes. Thank you to everyone.
Look at that.
Oh.
Wait.
Just look at the bloody eyes.
Yes.
Daughter of Bowie.
I love those colors too.
Sick.
Take me now.
That's some good booty as well.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks to everyone who submitted. Submit. Congrats to you, Brandon. You have won these Wormwood tabletop tiles.
Oh, you remember
various
those.
Wood types. Be sure to check out, let's look at them. Look, these are
this is from the Kickstarter.
These are like,
go ahead and show them.
Honeycomb.
Look, you have a camera over there too.
Over here too?
Smell them if you want, you can do whatever. Smell it, please.
Put it in your nose.
Smell it. Let's get, there we go, yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, these could fit in my nose.
Yes. I'd like to see that too.
You can do anything with these. You can keep anything in them.
Sure.
You've got some
like pistachios.
Oh,
or,
wow.
Or
that's
dice.
A throwback.
Yep.
Dice. That is a throwback.
Yeah.
Pistachios. Right there. Pistachios right there.
Yeah, I used to pitch for pistachios, guys.
You did. You used to be the pistachio commercial guy.
Be sure to check out Wormwood's Kickstarter campaign to pick up your own set. You can enter our weekly contest by emailing your GIF or FNART to submit@toxmachina.com. Rules for our contests are available at critroll.com. Pour it in my dick. Moving on.
Moving on.
Show outro. Brian says.
No, stop talking. Now a question. Now back to a question.
Wow.
This is the most punk rock episode ever. Yeah, I'm here.
Miss Sunflower 94.
Hi, Miss Sunflower.
It's really 94. A contest every episode to see if we can further deconstruct this show into nothing.
We're doing it, Peter.
Eventually we'll be doing, doing pile it. Of
the bottom just keeps getting lower.
We'll be in the lobby. Taliesin.
Yeah.
Be them deceased, Percy. Mm-hmm. Adopted, Molly, or missing, Caduceus. All of your characters come from large families. What inspires you to give them that characteristic, and what about that dynamic interests you? Well, you come from a large family.
I do come from a large family. I like large families. Uh-huh. Part of it is, I guess, I don't really know much about being an only child. I'm not sure who. I wouldn't even.
Super hard for you to tap into.
Well, I mean, I could tap into it for money, but like, I you know, it's. No, I mean, like, it's not like I can't perform.
I knew what you meant, but you saying I could tap into it for money?
You're welcome. But just whatever sprouts from my mind, it's just, it is a little alien. I think it's just usually starting with what I know, and also, I like having a few pre-built relationships for a character to have that are just sitting there. Maybe the next one will be an only child, actually. That might be my next challenge, is maybe the next one will be an only child.
Ooh.
Specifically because it got, actually, yeah, a couple of my ideas would work very well as.
Couple of my ideas? Do you have a lot of ideas for backup characters, man?
I ran out.
Two or three now.
You ran out.
I ran out. No, I got one. I know. I'm like, what the hell just happened?
Whoa,
money fell from the sky.
Was that? Did somebody make it rain? Do that again.
Whoa.
Whoa. What's that?
What is this episode?
Did I win something?
Why did that happen?
It's gonna be an only child.
So money falls from the sky?
Oh. Oh, I can do it for the money. Okay, that's funny.
He could do it for the money.
I mean, like, you know.
Oh, and on this episode, 5 minutes to deconstruct a joke from the TriCast.
Oh, well, guys, like, hit the microphone with my hand.
The best jokes are ones that you have to explain.
Yes, join us. Hey, are you done? I hope so, because I really want to ask Liam.
Real done.
Hey, Townsend.
Sorry, carry on. Love you.
I love you too. Caleb seemed almost giddy at the chance to learn from the Kryn Library and the professor, in contrast to previous trepidation meeting powerful mages. Is this just the assured disconnect from the Empire, the hints toward his goals, or something else?
Well, it's all those things, and like they have a gold card for town. They can go not anywhere, but almost anywhere they want.
A debt rectangle?
Not a debt rectangle, but bless you for remembering that. That was a good callback.
I know, that went over my head. What's that? That's
from
our
promo.
From our promo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We have content. We on the channel.
A complicated parody promo.
I'll get used to working for a production company one of these days.
Twitch subscription zone.
He's never stopped wanting to read all the books in the world. I just haven't been by any, and he hasn't had any access.
Yeah,
and he's been a beggar, and now they are elite in the city because of everything that went down. So he's just—it's all at his fingertips. It feels like, for the moment.
Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. See, Zach's sleeping, dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's sleeping back there. He's trying to make it rain on them. Okay. Taliesin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad skills.
Yeah.
How okay is Caduceus with the consecuted Kryn recycling their souls into the material plane instead of moving on? Does he see this as different than the undead?
He does. Yeah, we kind of covered
this. We kind of talked about how he feels about the
he doesn't
undead
know.
Earlier, but about these souls.
Yeah, he doesn't. I mean, because it's not really undead. Because undead's a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's making him a little queasy, but he can't put his finger on it, so he's not pushing this because he wouldn't know how to articulate his issue with it yet.
Undead, it's not always your fault.
Well, I mean, like I can bring somebody back to life even if they've been dead for days.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Yeah, I don't entirely know how. Yeah, I don't know how he feels about it yet. He's very confused.
It's foreign.
It's completely foreign.
It's systemic resurrection, which is something that can happen back in where everybody's from.
Yeah.
Sporadically, randomly, on an individual basis, but they have a systemic way of doing it.
Of being able to do it.
And they've never heard of it before.
It's very new, and it is definitely a little vertigo-inducing. And because of that, he hasn't really been able to think rationally about it yet. And
but he's not outright rejecting it.
No. It's, again, not his department is the other thing. Is he's like, well,
he's
that's...
He's staying in his lane.
Yeah, but it definitely, from his vantage point, is a little... He's got some questions. And there's also some stuff that he is holding on to that he's been paying attention. And there's a couple things that he's starting to put together about where they are and the things that are happening that he's got some worries about.
Yeah.
Now, maybe worry is not the right word, but he's starting to feel that there's a larger
He's clocking stuff.
Yeah, there's a larger movement happening, and that there's a bigger story that he hasn't figured out yet.
But yeah,
he hasn't brought that to anybody else yet.
Is he waiting for his god to put? Is there a bigger picture that his god expects him to put together, or
that part of that is a conversation we'll have in game?
Okay.
Cool. Because there is, I definitely have had a lot of thought of what that would be, and how a nature cleric would relate to the notion of larger heroic destiny. Mm-hmm. Boy, I thought a lot about it. And then the other end is that the first sign that he's doing something right is on the horizon, which is the kiln.
Oh, yeah.
And that's definitely like that's a big shiny beacon of you're doing it right, because this is what, as a member of this family, if you find the kiln, you're doing everything you're supposed to do. Mm. So. So yeah, it's all signs point to north. Mm-hmm. We're doing it right, but it's weird.
What else points north?
Well, my staff, obviously. Sorry, it's too easy.
That dog looks so done with the two of you.
Oh man!
Oh, buddy, he's a sleepy boy.
Yeah, go ahead and just keep.
He's at a much better club in his head.
Just keep telling your dick jokes. I'll sleep here.
I feel
here.
Like we covered everything. Let's go ahead and let him.
Time to just.
He likes being touched.
I'm too innocent and sweet to be subjected to all these dick jokes.
Oh, he's too wholesome.
There we go.
I love him.
That's pretty nice. That feels good, huh? That feels good.
He's got it figured out.
That's them sweet boys.
That's it. This is the show.
You can go ahead and sign us off if you want, man.
No way.
Yeah, go ahead. Look
no
right
way.
Into the camera.
Liam, that's all the time we have for tonight. I would like to thank Taliesin and Brain for joining us tonight. Episode, not 69, but 59 is this Thursday. As always, don't forget to love each other. And don't worry, it's almost Thursday. Stay turnt, my friends, and remember,
here we go.
Creepy ain't a crime, and neither is D&D.
Thank you for listening to Talks Machina on the Critical Role Podcast Network. If you like this episode, please drop a review on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you'd like to know more about Critical Role and the shows on our channel, check out our website at criticalrole.com. Talks Machina airs live on Twitch at twitch.tv/criticalrole on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific. We'll see you next time.